With Gaetano Donizetti and Vincenzo Bellini, Gioachino Rossini is grouped as one of the great composers of bel canto opera, or literally, beautiful singing. This was an Italian vocal style of the 18th and 19th centuries that focused on elegance, lovely tone, shapely phrasing, and florid and effortless delivery. Rossini had a gift for turning out music that perfectly suited the voice and dramatic situations, as well as expressing the human element, from deep love to joy to grief, sorrow, and loss to slapstick humor. He dominated the world of opera in Europe in the first few decades of the 19th century. And yet, in his late 30s, at the height of his powers and fame, he gave it all up. After a string of almost 40 operatic successes in less than 20 years, Rossini composed nothing more for the stage. In the last 39 years of his life, he composed only a few sacred works, some songs, and a handful of light piano pieces. He died a very wealthy man in 1868 at the age of 76. Of course, for every opera Rossini wrote, there is a preceding overture. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips. Over the last couple of years, Naxos has been steadily recording the complete opera overtures by Rossini with the Prague Sinfonia Orchestra conducted by Christian Benda. Volumes 1, 2, and 3 are already out and have received rave reviews. Now, Volume 4, the final one, is released. The series is available as 4 CDs and downloads, but is also available on 2 Blu-ray audio discs. In this podcast, I'll be presenting excerpts from all 4 volumes of the Naxos Complete Rossini Overtures, as well as providing some background and insight. In many ways, the Rossini overtures are little microcosms of his operas. They often include tunes from the opera that follows, and they usually express the variety of moods and emotions that will be experienced during the opera. At least part of the purpose of an opera overture is to prepare the audience for the opera that follows, and Rossini was a master. By the time the Rossini overture ends and the curtain rises, our anticipation for the opera has risen dramatically. We are on the edge of our seats, all set for an evening of enjoyment. And yet, to Rossini, the overture to an opera was almost an afterthought. He usually composed them last, often right up to just before the premiere. He once claimed that nothing primes inspiration more than necessity. Volume 1 of the Naxos Complete Rossini Overtures included the overture to the 1817 opera La Gazza Ladra, or The Thieving Magpie. This is a madcap story of chaos, confusion, and accusations that occur after a magpie steals a few valuable trinkets. Apparently, Rossini composed the overture on the day of the opening. The producer literally imprisoned the composer in the theater, guarded by stagehands. As Rossini composed the overture, the stagehands dropped it, page by page, out the window to the copyists below, who then moved it along to the orchestra for rehearsal. Apparently, the producer was so angry with the composer that the stagehands were instructed to throw Rossini out the window if the pages of the overture ever stopped coming. From Volume 1, here's part of the overture to La Gazza Ladra, or The Thieving Magpie, with the Prague Sinfonia Orchestra conducted by Christian Benda. Volume Volume 2 of the Naxos Complete Rossini Overtures includes the overture to Rossini's final opera, William Tell. It's the story of the legendary Swiss archer who successfully shoots the apple off his son's head, leading to the Swiss revolt against the dominating Austrians. The William Tell overture is familiar music, often used in radio and TV ads, not to mention films and cartoons. It's in four distinct parts that seem to describe Swiss mountain scenes, starting with a dreamy, reflective sunrise, perhaps, for the cello section. Before too long, we arrive at the storm. Self-explanatory, I think. The storm eventually clears and we get to the third section, suggesting a peaceful alpine meadow scene for the English horn and flute. The William Tell Overture ends with the galloping finale representing the march of the Swiss patriots against the Austrians. This, of course, was used in countless silent films. My father, as a boy, knew it as the Midnight Fire Alarm, and it was also the theme to the popular TV show The Lone Ranger when I was a boy. Volume 2 of the Naxos Complete Rossini Overture series also contains the overture to Il Signor Bruschino, premiered in Venice in 1813. This one is a wacky farce, the kind that were popular at the time. Two young lovers, whose union is thwarted by an old curmudgeon. Mistaken identities, confusion, realization, forgiveness, that sort of thing. The opera is rarely produced today, but the overture is a frequent concert item, mainly because of the use of a new orchestral effect at the time. The second violins are instructed to tap their bows on their music stands. Volume 3 contains the overture to L'Italiana in Algerie, or The Italian Girl in Algiers by Rossini, also from 1813. This one deals with the ever-popular theme of love amid cultural differences, in this case Italians and Algerians. Rossini claimed to have written the entire opera in 18 days. Once again, the overture has outlived the opera and is often heard in orchestral concerts today. Thank you. Like most of his music, Rossini was known for his humor and wit, and the anecdotes and stories abound. Once, a young composer approached him for advice and presented two new compositions. After Rossini had heard only the first one, he quickly turned to the boy and said, "I think I like the other one better." The fourth and final volume of the Naxos Complete Rossini Overtures is now available. As in the previous three volumes, Christian Benda conducts the Prague Sinfonia Orchestra. And this one contains maybe the most popular of the Rossini overtures, maybe even the most popular opera overture of all, the Overture to the Barber of Seville. As you've heard, Rossini was a clever, resourceful, and imaginative composer, and he was a great man of the theater. He knew how to develop drama and intensity in music, and how he achieved it was actually very simple, but highly effective. He did it so often that it became known as a Rossini crescendo. In it, Rossini increases tension and intensity in the music by slowly increasing the volume. It gradually gets louder and louder. But as well as the dynamic range, he also shortens the duration of the note values. The number of notes coming at you is gradually increased, giving the impression of getting faster and faster. Here's an example from the Overture to the Barber of Seville. Notice how the tempo or speed is not increased, but the slow increase in volume and shortened note values gives us the impression that it is. Drama, tension, and intensity are increased. Part of the Overture to the Barber of Seville by Rossini. Christian Benda conducted the Prague Sinfonia Orchestra. That's from Volume 4, the latest and last release in the series of the Complete Opera Overtures by Rossini from Naxos. Volumes 1, 2, and 3 are already available and have received rave reviews, including a 10 out of 10 from one source. All four volumes are available in CD format, as downloads, or on two Blu-ray audio discs. For more information, check out Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com. I'm Rick Phillips.